Welcome back to The Space, a mindfulness podcast for everyone. Today we're talking about Low Mojo Monday. According to research, Monday is the least likely day to get laid. We're all busy surviving, not sexually thriving. But does it have to be that way? Experts say that Monday can be a fun day in the bedroom. It's even been given a term, Mondaying. Are we Mondaying tonight? Winky face, eggplant emoji, or a peach? That means a bum. The question is, do we have the energy? How can we stop Mondayitis from impacting our mojo? There is growing evidence that scheduling sex is, well, sexy. We mean the whole spectrum of intimacy. Masturbation, massage, cuddling, any kind of physical affection. According to one study, relationships benefit from sexual intimacy that is scheduled and routine. Sounds hot, right? That's where Monday comes in. We know you want to eat a carb-heavy dinner. We know you want to Netflix with no chill. We know you don't want to speak to anyone. What if you consciously choose to connect with your partner? Monday sex is an act of rebellion. It's also the ultimate compliment. See how much I want you. It also comes down to mindset. Monday isn't an unsexy day if we reframe how we approach the beginning of our week. This is according to Emily L. Dipas, a sex educator who spoke to Refinery 29. Since COVID, we've all adopted a new routine, she says. So it could be nice to create a sexy new Monday habit. And let's not forget all of the benefits of sex. Improved self-esteem, reduced depression and anxiety, better sleep. Couldn't we all benefit from that on a Monday? We're calling it, Monday can be the spiciest day of the week, whether it's with your partner or with yourself. Space out.